Well, Barton Fair, I'm not a really partial person of fairs. I don't like heights very much. I suffer from a little bit of vertigo. I always have. So when the things sort of go up in the air really high, then I feel a bit dizzy or nausea. But I used to love the bumping cars. That used to be one of my favourites. And I didn't mind the, although you're swinging, but I didn't mind the, swing boats that went along, I suppose, because they didn't go too high. They only went up to a certain extent. And my mother loved bingo. She was one of the bingo people who enjoyed it. So, of course, Mum used to sit on the store playing the bingo. And I used to like the penny things he rolled down. You know, he used to roll the pennies down and you had to get into the squares.
Yeah.
I used to like that. I enjoyed it. And the fish. You hook the fish, wouldn't it? Hook the fish. The ducks. Get the little ducks. You know, you get a quack, quack. You got a number on. You know, you had a little prize. I think it was something people used to go. My dad used to like to have a go on the coconut shies, and there was also a darts thing as well, wasn't it? The men. So there was just something for everybody.
The
side
shows,
aren't
there?
I mean, we didn't go every night. It was just once a week or something like that as a treat. Because again, you're talking of expenses. I think it was about threepence a ride, I can remember now. I think if you went on to the Noel's Ark or things like that, it might have been a sixpence. Yeah. It might have been a bit different.
David had never been to the fair.
This man in Scotland, he'd never been to the fair. So he said he'd like to go, you know, but he was on guard duty and he didn't come off till 9 o'clock. Which was quite late in those days because everything shut at 10:30. This pub shut at 10:30. So, like, 9 o'clock was late, really. So everybody be home by 11, wouldn't they? 10:30, you'd be home by 11. So, of course, 9 o'clock was late.